Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is the power of a faithful mind, the power of a faithful mind. And our scriptures for this morning comes from the books of Jeremiah 1 and 5 and Romans 8 and 30. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. The first thing is that I want to remind you of the summer camp for youth that is going on at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in Miami. Each day, Monday through Friday, the church is providing a free breakfast and a free hot lunch, as well as tutoring activities for youth. And you really don't want to miss this opportunity to not only send your kids out to a wholesome environment, but for them to be able to have fun and fellowship with other children, to receive, you know, free breakfast and lunch and tutoring as well. There is no cost for this camp, and there are about 5 weeks left. So all of the contact information for the camp and for the church is available on the events page of my website, and that's feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Finally, remember to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180 or online from our website at feeldfire.com. But if for any reason you miss this hot breakfast live, I put it on the stove for you on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com. So go to the website, hear the broadcast, share it with at least two people each day so that we can help win souls to the Lord. And you can also hear prior broadcasts from the Morning Motivation page that you have missed. Well, all right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, and I'm reading from the KJV. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. This is God talking. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Let's go to Romans 8 and 30, again from the KJV. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, talking about the Lord, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word wherever you are. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me. The power of a faithful mind. A faithful mind isn't the same as a loving mind, successful mind, nor optimistic mind. You see, a person can love you, but still leave you without a moment's notice and move in with the next man or woman they, quote, love, unquote, abandoning you to care for the children, the bills, the mortgage, to even be homeless. A person can be ambitious and goal-oriented, in other words, successful, focused on building a great legacy, but at the expense of all else, including sacrificing family and friends, because to that person, that is the evidence of success. You know, it's similar to beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. A person can be optimistic, can be a glass half full person, humorous, fun-loving, always laughing, giving joy to the world and all he or she meets, even for decades, but still be fighting their own internal demons. An example would be the late, great Mr. Robin Williams, that great comedian who had people laughing for decades, going way back to Mork and Mindy, all the way up to Mrs. Doubtfire, so many other different cartoons. But despite all of that, he took his own life. So you see, it is important not to confuse a faithful mind as synonymous with a loving mind, a successful mind, an optimistic mind. The difference is that a faithful mind is committed to the purpose ordained for him or her by God, which means that the faithful mind is not one that will give up easily, throw in the towel easily, but will weigh out every decision before it's made and the impact it will have not only on the person, but upon everyone else involved in his or her life, because the faithful mind understands that before he or she was even birthed into this world, God said, as we read in Jeremiah 1 and 5, I knew you. I called you. No matter what the circumstances were of your birth, be it rape, be it incest, be it being born out of wedlock, be it being born out of adultery or an extramarital affair, teenage parents, no matter what the circumstances were that conceptualized your seed, I called you by name. And in calling you by name, we read further down in Romans 8 and 30, I predestined you. I ordained your impact on the earth. Even if your parents abandoned you, even if you were adopted, even if you were raised by foster parents, even if someone else had to raise you, I ordained purpose in you. And once you truly understand that, you have a faithful mind to me, saith the Lord. So you're not so quick to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. As the famous rap artist T.I. just said, and, you know, caused a lot of backlash against himself when he made the statement that he wanted to divorce his wife, Tiny, because marriage had become, quote, a distraction, unquote. And people said, well, wait a minute. This was the lady who stood by you all while you were incarcerated, who's been what people call your ride or die, had your back, and now you say it's a distraction? You see, that's what I mean by success is not the same as a faithful mind, because success is defined differently by different people. But when we have a faithful mind, it empowers us to move, exist, live, operate in, intercede in, pray for, and to exist, love, and have, receive, give blessings, because it understands its purpose. A few years ago, I knew this couple, and we had been going to the same church for years, and they weren't dating or anything, but all of a sudden they started dating, and I mean, it was like the odd couple for all purposes, and each of them had very, very difficult journeys in their own personal lives. All of a sudden, they announced that they had been dating and they were getting married. And they said, the date is going to be 11-11-11. Well, you know, that had a great ring to it. Now, I got to speed this up for time purposes, right? Because the broadcast is only 15 minutes. So because they, each of them were not, didn't have a lot of money, and everybody in the church was so excited about this, we all started donating things. Someone donated that they would purchase the wedding dress. Another person donated her wedding planning services. I donated that I was going to get the bride's hair done and nails done, you know, things like this. Someone else donated that they would provide the tux for the groom. I mean, we were all excited because you just kind of had to know these people and know their stories. I mean, one had come out of, I'm not even going to say it. I don't even have the time to do it justice. But there, we were all excited. 11, 11, 11. We're getting ready. Then all of a sudden, and the next thing we know, the wedding is called off. Wait a minute. We're all excited. We're donating. We're doing all these things. What do you mean the wedding is called off? So then, you know, the ladies start saying, well, there were some problems with his children. They thought I was after his money. Now, I know you just heard me say he didn't have any money. We were all donating everything. And so I was like, wait. Now, either you're telling me God is a lie, which we knew was not really an option, or either you never heard from God, or you heard from him, but you're being disobedient. Which is it? Because, see, we need to determine this, because if God told you this was your husband and God told him that you were his wife, we got to come in and fix this issue, because the power of a faithful mind understands that your destiny is tied up in doing this and his destiny is tied up in doing this. So you can't be so quick to abandon it just because there are issues with the grown children. No, that just means you and the grown children and him need to come together and have a meeting of the minds and determine what the real issues are here. Maybe the real issues are the kids were not, you know, involved in this because they never really met you. This just happened out of the blue, so they don't know you. No, we're just not going to do it. Wait a minute. A faithful mind understands it's not about being faithful just to you. It's about being faithful to God. Because God predestined you, and the person that God has for you, the way that you two come together will impact other people. Other souls are hanging in the balance. A faithful mind is not a neglectful mind. It's not an abandoning mind. It's not a quit to throw in the towel mind. Now, our time is running out, but let me just tell you, I'm going to be transparent about myself. I didn't even know how to have a faithful mind because I'm divorced. I was not unfaithful in the marriage, but I didn't understand how to truly have a faithful mind. My ex-husband was a great husband. I never really had one issue with him. And let's see, our son is 20, so we've known each other for 23 years now. And in 23 years, I can count on one hand, and I'm not joking, the number of arguments we've had to this day. We're good friends. His wife is an awesome stepmom to our son. I couldn't have asked for someone who would be a greater stepmom and love our son the way that she has. And our son loves her, and their children are very respectful to me. But during our marriage, I was just, you know, type A ambitious. And I got to speed this up for time's sake. And, you know, I was raised to be self-sufficient and independent. And he just wasn't ambitious enough for me. Remember what I said, you can't confuse a successful mind with a faithful mind. And guess what? I was saved then. I was ministering the gospel, teaching other people, preaching the word, tearing down strongholds, saving souls, fired up. But I didn't know how to have a faithful mind to the purpose of God's calling. And so I divorced him. It's 100% my fault. And, you know, I have to say he set the bar high, so I know how it feels to be treated like a queen, and that impacts whom I would marry, a faithful mind. And I want to say that to you before we go into prayer, because our time is running out. It's not just about marriage. If you have changed churches 3 to 5 times in the last 2 or 3 years, it's not the church, it's not the pastor, it's not the people, it's you. You don't know how to have a faithful, loyal, committed mind. It's not committed to the church or the pastor. It's committed to the purpose of fulfilling God's purpose in you. If you've changed jobs 3 or 4 times in the last 2 or 3 years, and everywhere it's because the boss is sexist or racist or whatever you want to call it, it's not them, it's you. You don't know how to have a faithful mind to God's purpose for you in that occupation or profession. If you're losing all your friends, whatever the situation is, you're the common denominator. And until you develop a faithful mind to the purpose of what the Lord has ordained for you, then in everything that you're touching, you will leave brokenness, abandonment, incomplete, legally incohate. I-N-C-H-O-A-C-A-T-E, incohate. You know, when someone, when they charge you with attempted murder, that's what we call an incohate. I-N-C-H-O-A-T-E. I mean, that's what we call an incohate, an incomplete crime attempt. That's what your life will be. It will be a series of incohate relationships, jobs. Everywhere you go, you'll leave things broken because you have the inability to develop a faithful mind, faithful to the purpose that God has ordained for you before you were even formed in the womb. If you are getting married or getting engaged multiple times, then all of a sudden you're calling it off. You're abandoning the people. The man or woman doesn't even know what happened. You just left. You just up and gone. You don't have a faithful mind. And I bet you I can look back over your life and go back to your prior engagement or marriage. And you left that one quickly. Go back to the one before that. You messed that one up. The job before that, you messed it up. The relationship before that, you messed it up. The church before that, you got mad. A series of incohate lifestyle patterns. You don't have the power of a faithful mind. Let's get ready to go into prayer. What I just taught you today is from chapter 2 of my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. You can order that at feeldfire.com. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you this morning because you're getting us in check. You're getting our mindsets right, Lord, so that we would be able to live our best lives now, henceforth and forevermore, understanding the power that comes from having a faithful, committed mind so that we count up the cost of every decision, so that we are not reckless in decisions that we make, because we understand that what we do, how we live, how we speak does not only affect us, but those around us, the people we love, the people we've met, and those we will meet in the future, because we've been predestined. We've been called. We've been anointed. There is purpose for our existence. We are not here to take up empty space on this earth, but there is purpose for us. And until we develop a committed mind to you, that we will live what you said, do what you said, walk the walk that you have ordained for our lives, we will continue to exhibit the evidence of broken lives, broken minds, broken relationships, broken marriages, broken children, broken occupations, broken networks, burning bridges, because we are incoherent and incomplete. Now help us, Lord, to submit our ways and our wills to you. Help us to stop being broken, unempowered people, but to say that from this day forward, I am going to develop a committed mind, committed to the Lord. And in doing so, that will help me to be committed to those around me, not committed to a title, not committed to an office, not committed to having we can run, how many souls we can save, how many cars we can buy, how nice our home is, how many jobs we get, but committed to understanding I have purpose in the earth. It is to impact lives, produce fruit, and I'm committed to that, and that will drive everything else that I do. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast. For those who are not saved, that even now they're giving their lives to you, asking the forgiveness of their sins, and committing and asking you to come in and be their Savior. To those who are backslidden, that even now they are repenting of their sins, they're apologizing for their disobedient lifestyles, and asking you to come back into their lives and be their Saviors. And I come in agreement with everyone for all that we have asked, that is done. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen. Our time is run. Let me give you our task for today. Come on and praise God. Wherever you are, say, I am committed. Come on, repeat after me. The lines are muted. I got to end this thing, but I feel the power of God. Say, I am committed. Say, today, I will exhibit a faithful mind. Say it again. Today, I will exhibit a faithful mind. Now, our topic for this morning is the power of a faithful mind, that came from chapter 2 of my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. Yesterday, I taught you from chapter 1, Emerge from the Abyss. Your task for this morning is for you to evaluate your past pattern. How many lives, jobs, relationships, ministries have you left broken because you were not faithful to God's purpose for you? And for you to get it right, if you can make amends, please do so. If you can't, I need you to commit from this day forward that you're going to be faithful to God's calling. And that's going to guide you as to how you treat everyone else. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Share this broadcast with at least 2 people. Send them to feelthefire.com. Get a faithful mind. Be committed to God. I love you. See you in the morning.